let's kick things off this hour by welcoming to our broadcast location at the Media Hub on site at the exhibit floor at National Hardware Show, Richard Russo. And Richard is the Vice President, National Hardware Show, celebrating your, I think, 20th year, yes?
Yes, James, this is my 20th National Hardware Show.
Wow, I remember when you were just a babe in arms. Welcome to the program. Thank you for making this remote possible and allowing us to share all the new and exciting information of National Hardware Show with our very loyal listeners.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wasn't it against the law hiring you at age 5?
Well, I appreciate that, but yes, I've seen a lot of things in the last few years that have aged me very quickly.
Oh. Richard, a couple of things. You know, 20 years, what have you seen? What are the changes in as much as this event is concerned? And I know we were with you as we went through the great downturn in the economy. And what is it that we have to look forward to as we move forward?
Well, as you mentioned, I mean, the technology has absolutely exploded. And here at the National Hardware Show, we're actually featuring an interactive smart home where buyers can actually go through and test and play with the products in their environment to see how they work, how they interconnect. So they'll be able to bring those products to their stores and consumers will be able to buy them at their stores in the coming months.
It's wonderful.
I think by the time that the low voltage industry is finished with homes, you'll only need one solar panel. I just can't believe what's going on.
Rich, how have you seen the show evolve in 20 years?
So in all honesty, as I mentioned with the technology, you used to have a drill that would just screw into a piece of wood. Now you can actually set the depth, set the torque on a smartphone, on an app, and it will literally stop exactly where it needs to stop. So, I mean, they take the guesswork out of hard labor.
You know, Morris and I had the opportunity to be judges at the New Product World, and we judged hardware and tools. That was a lot of fun. We know those winners are going to be announced today. We also both separately went through the Inventor's Spotlight, which is just amazing to meet face, one-on-one, face-to-face with people who have been working for literally years developing an invention, a product, a lot of them with prototypes that were created on 3D printers, and they're looking for licensing, they're looking for investors, they're looking for retailers. It's just beautiful. It's the American dream.
Yeah.
The Inventor Spotlight is one of my favorite areas. Oh. It is unbelievable. I've always described it as that's the area where perspiration meets inspiration, and our inventors are truly passionate about the products that they're bringing to the market, and they've created these things in their garages and in their basements, and they're bringing them to life at the show. And again, those are products you're going to see at stores in the coming months.
And we'll mention some of these neat inventions that we found at the Inventor Spotlight, something that you might see on Shark Tank or at a retailer near you in the very near future. And if you'd like more information on what's going on in Las Vegas, it's not going to stay in Las Vegas. That's because the folks at the National Hardware Show have a terrific website. Appropriately, it is NationalHardwareShow.com, or simply you may go to the show notes section of our website at onthehouse.com. Richard Russo, Vice President, National Hardware Show, thanks for putting on a great show. One question before you go. In the 20 years that you've been in charge of this show, have your DIY and home improvement skills improved?
Absolutely not.
That's
I get worse every year.
That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, guys.
All right, 800-737-2474 is our number.
More On The House coming up.
You can call or text On The House right now at 800-737-2474.